enough to comprehend it. So I finished it, and now I've just been putting off the podcast, because that's the type of person I am. But anyway, into the last 5 chapters. The first one, he just compared it, I think, if I remember correctly. The first 2 chapters were, like, explaining and comparing him to the author himself, comparing Alex to himself, and then comparing Alex to another climber, and, like, trying to have the audience, or help the audience, relate him to someone else, or relate him to other people's feelings, and trying to help the audience understand that he's not alone and he's not crazy, and then also kind of defending Alex and why he's not crazy and why this would have worked. We also found out why he died, which is fun, and actually it's not really fun, it's kind of depressing how he died, because it's dumb. It was dumb. Honestly, like, one thing different and he would have been fine. Like, he followed everything. Ugh. It's kind of annoying how he died, honestly. I'm not gonna say that, because that's a spoiler. And, yeah, don't spoil things. Anyway, summary's ending. The last 3 chapters were, like, my favorite chapters, honestly. Because it finally got into, like, a story-type mindset. And it was, like, the mystery of it, and trying to solve that, and we finally got into that, which was fun. But I also, it put it into Alex's point of view, and so I understand, like, that's not 100% true, because nobody was there, that's why he died, and yeah. A change within the main character, he didn't change. Other than the fact that he was alive and now he's not. His mindset was the same. Like, he was more accepting. No, actually, he was ready to come back to civilization. Like, he was packing up his stuff and getting ready to head back across the little river that he crossed. And he couldn't, because it was, like, flood season and the river had risen. And he could not go past it. Oh my god, one of the chapters, it literally said he could have crossed it, like, 200 feet down, 100 meters, something like that. There was a pulley and a wire that he could have crossed the river on, and if he had known it was there and he had crossed it, he would have lived. And just knowing that, you're like, oh, wow. Like, that's gotta suck. Like, that's awful, honestly. But, yeah. He was really at peace, I think, with his death. He wrote in his journal a lot of the last 2 days, like, really briefly, brief entries. But it was, like, no food, still no food, I'm gonna die. And then I think he did come to terms with it. He was like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna die, but oh well. Like, it's gonna happen eventually anyway. And he's, like, happy, I think, that it was in a place where he was happy, and, like, where he wanted to be. I'm sure he wanted to say, like, goodbye to his family and his sister and his friends and everything, but I think he was content being there. Not that he had much of a choice. He overcame, I think, we don't really know if he did, but I think he probably forgave his dad in his last couple days, too. Interview the main character. If I could interview a main character, I would ask, like, what was he thinking? Yeah, just in those last days, like, was he happy with where he was? Like, obviously he wanted to go back and then couldn't, but, like, was he okay with that being where he died? Was he planning on, like, going back to civilization? And after that, was he gonna stay there and become a normal human, I guess? Or was he, like, gonna stay on the more eccentric side and, like, do things his own way and do things differently than most of humanity? And those types of things, I guess. And I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard to ask somebody questions like that, especially when you know that they're dead. I think it'd be more like, do you regret anything? Like, do you regret not taking the advice or the help from certain people, or do you regret not staying with them, or do you regret not taking up the offer for some things like that? Like, are you still mad at your dad? And things like that. Identify the American, the main character's main dream. Did they achieve it or not? Well, we've known his American dream the entire time, and yeah, I'd say he achieved it. It was like to be free, and he was. But he also didn't have any help, and he got desperate at the end. Wrote a note. Because nobody wants to die. Especially not when they know that they're healthy and that they're moderately healthy and that they could live all these other lives and they want to do something else. Like, nobody wants to die in the middle of that. But it's also, I don't know, I guess he was in a place where he wanted to be. In my point of view, he was in a place that was beautiful, of nature, and where he wanted to be. But I guess maybe he didn't have anyone to share it with, and that would be a regret that he had, and why he wouldn't achieve his American dream, but I think he did. And I guess you can achieve your American dream and keep going, find a new dream. So yeah, I'd say he did achieve it. My overall thoughts on the novel. Well, it was pretty freaking boring and hard to get through, besides the last three chapters, because it was like, it felt like half the time it was either putting way too much detail into something that nobody would understand, like putting so much detail into trucks and the models, and not into the detail of like the landscape and what that looked like, and like what the people looked like, I guess. Just focusing on the wrong things. And then some chapters felt like a defense from the author, and I don't think that's what it should be. I don't think the author should have to defend themselves in the book. I think the book should be the defense type thing. Or it shouldn't be a defense at all. You're telling someone else's story. But I felt like that's what a couple chapters turned into, was a defense. The last three chapters, though, I know they're fiction because he can't know what he was thinking, were my favorite chapters. Besides maybe a couple others thrown in the mix of the 18 there are. Because it actually went into what our character was thinking, what other characters are thinking, and how they reacted, and all that good fun stuff that we like to know when we are getting to know our characters. So yeah, I think that's about it. I forgot to say, it's Saturday at 9:03 p.m. Last time we're gonna be talking about this book, hopefully, until we come back. Stay alive, chicken strips. Don't die from that corona. I mean, we know we're not staying at home because that's boring. But stay healthy. Hand sanitizer it up, even though that probably won't help. Peace.